go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 15. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. It simply means that we are to be pitied. You pity people before, right? You feel bad for them, something they just don't get it. I'm kind of feeling that way for most of Ontario and Mansfield right now. There's not a lot of repentance going on in this country. Things are being shaken pretty hard. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 9, after the plagues of the seal judgments and the trumpet judgments, they still didn't repent. I mean, it has to get pretty bad, right? And I'm a little worried about people who don't understand. But Jesus isn't risen. We are, of all men, most miserable. But he then affirms it, verse 20, but now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits. That's why I said keep an eye on that word, the dead. Rise not, the dead is plural. And that's important because that's the first fruits. Jesus brought a handful with him, and he was the first fruits. Which means there's going to be a moment when every believer in Christ in the church age all get to go home. Okay? That's the rapture. And actually, if you die before the rapture, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. No uncertain words, that's clear. Absent from the body, be present with the Lord. Now. Aren't you glad that's true? In fact, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I like that little caveat. He says, I will come again. And I have heard stories in recent days about saints who have passed away, and they're looking, and they're seeing something right before they go. Okay? I remember your mom, Mike. She's like, oh, the little children will be with me in the bedroom. The little children. What little children? There's no little children in there. They're all dressed in white. They just make me comfortable. One, the little Down syndrome girl comes into Jim's room while he's in a coma and almost ready to go home. And she's saying, hi, hi, little Down syndrome, hi. What are you doing, honey? Hi, just, hi, I see. And she said something that I will not even try to put into words. I'm telling you guys, Jesus is coming for the believer. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Remember when you got married and you went to go look at the ring, or you got the ring? You're looking at that, that's precious. I want to lean in on that. When we die, Jesus leans in on that. That's a good word, isn't it? That's a good message. That's good doctrine. I'll come get you. I'll receive you to myself. No, the Bible says, but now Christ is risen. He's the first fruits. For by man came death, and also by man came the resurrection of the dead. Again, plural, of the dead. Not just him, but everyone he battled over. He died over our sins. Verse 23 says, but every man in his own order. Again, we've got the first fruits, then we've got the time when you die, and the little times trickling through the 2,000 years, and then when we get the rapture, in their own order. And afterward, they that are Christ's at his coming. The Bible says in verse 33, do not be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And what he's saying is, if you hang out with the person that's telling you all the lies, if you embrace their lies, it will corrupt your habits. You're going to be looking for all the wrong things. If you're believing in the world becoming a nirvana down here, if you're embracing a viewpoint that somehow this is going to turn around on a dime and we're not going to have to pay any price down here, only one of two things can happen as far as this whole thing unfolding. If things did flip around on a dime, it's still going to be very precarious and bumpy because it's already gone too far. It's gone too far. Trillions, trillions, trillions. You know how many trillions we had before this thing hit? About half of what you have now. It took us the entire time as a country to get where we were before 2020 hit. Now we're double that. We did it all in 1 year. The Jenga pile is going like this. And I'm telling you, we're looking at a time where we need to get our manners, our habits in order. Because our habits should be about Christ. They ought to be about the Word of God. We ought to be listening to podcasts about good teaching. We ought to be diving into the Word of God. We ought to be listening to good radio, reading the Scriptures, listening to good music, and stop treating ourselves as if we're children who need a pacifier every time we turn around. We need Jesus right now. And He rose from the dead, and He is here. Now He's here. And He wants to draw near us. It is we who cower and stay in the corner. We need ourselves righted with Him. We need to get righted with Him. So when He says, don't be deceived, evil communications, I think it's an interesting word, communications. The word is homilia, homiletics. It's evil preaching, evil teaching, evil doctrine. There's a lot of false teachers out there right now, and they're teaching a lot of bad stuff, and everybody's scrambling for some hope. Man, give me some hope. I need some hopium, they're calling it. Hopium. We need some hopium. And what's happening is people are going to everything but Jesus. And that shows you what kind of a world we're in right now. It says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners or good habits. Verse 34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Well, how do you do that? How do you sin not? Well, first of all, you got to make up your mind you're going to take on that little bit of a fight. And secondly, when you're reading, you'll find a lot of times you can do it by doing something other than sin. Okay? Doing good things instead of bad things. Okay? You got to figure it out. But the Bible says, let him who stole steal no more, but rather working, laboring with his hands, that he might be able to give to anyone who has need. So now, you've got a little heads up. If you replace, you displace, you preoccupy yourself with the good stuff. See, this is very practical, which is another way of saying practicable. If you listen to him, he says, I got this. Look at me. I'll get you through. And one day when he appears, you'll be excited to see him. The Bible says in verse 35, how are the dead raised up, someone will say. He says, you fool. That which is sown is not quickened except it die. You sow that body and then you get grain. If you get a seed, you get something totally different. Our bodies will be changed. The Bible says in verse 38, God giveth each of those plants what he wants. He says that all flesh isn't the same. He says in verse 40 that the celestial bodies are not like the terrestrial bodies. They're a little different. They're a little bit of difference in the stars in verse 41. All these things differ. He says so also verse 42 is the resurrection of the dead, of the dead, of the dead, which by the way, if the Lord tarries, all of us will be one day. Of the dead. But the resurrection of the dead is also much like those other things he just mentioned. He said it is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. People say, you're just trying to get out of here with that rapture thing. You don't want to have anything to do with the world. Listen, I'm going to get to come back with Jesus and rule and reign with him in this world. I'm going home. I'm coming back. I'm going to be back. I'm not giving up on this world. I just know what God's got to do to clean the slate. You heard it, right? They're talking about a great reset. All these leaders all over the world, great reset. And then if you ask them what they mean, well, it's sort of like taking your phone and turning it off and letting it restart. We're going to turn off your economy. We're going to turn off all of your props. We're going to turn off your television sets and your internet. We're going to turn off your power. We're going to get everybody on the same level and you'll be happy that we took everything you had away from you. These people are not saying things secretly anymore. They're telling you out loud what they have in mind. But I've got a word from the Lord God himself that we're going to be raised with power. It's sown a natural body, verse 44, and it's raised a spiritual body. Let your eye come down just a little bit. I want you to see what he says in verse 51. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, meaning die. As believers, believers have a sleep that our bodies... That's why we have a casket with nice satiny trappings. Because we're saying, my loved one's just gone to sleep. The Lord's coming to get him. Rest in peace. Even though the soul's gone, that body's getting out of here one day. And we're just going to take care of it in the meantime. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we're not the ones who are dead. He's saying there's those who are dead, and we shall be changed. The dead will be changed, but we also shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. He said he died over our sin, right? That's where it started. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Now he says, the sting of death is sin. He says, and the strength of sin is the law. And you know, if you don't know Jesus, all you know is the Ten Commandments. And they're standing there like a rock of Gibraltar ready to fall right on you. Bam. Because you'll be judged according to those things. Jesus ramped it up a little bit when he said, you heard it say, don't do this. I say, don't do that. And he went a little deep. He said, if you don't commit adultery, I say, don't lust. You heard steal. You heard don't kill. He says, I'm saying unto you, don't be angry in the wrong way. No, you're looking at some ramped up stuff here. Lost people have to contend with the law because the lawgiver will be the one they'll stand before. But the Bible says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Who's talking here? This is the believer, because the Bible says the sting of death is sin, because we have sin on our account if we're not saved. But if we're saved, we have our sin paid for. He died over our sin. It was the battle he fought. It was taken care of. He died over our sin. And it says the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Jesus satisfied the law. That's the cognitive nut of the matter right here, okay? What is the mix of it all? That Jesus took care of everything. He didn't just die for our sin. He lived a righteous life. And when we're in Him, we get credit for everything He did. And He says in verse 57, after He says, the strength of sin is the law, He says, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, that's Easter. We're going to rise again. Jesus rose. The dead who believe in Him will rise. And that means the people in this room who know Jesus will one day rise too. Whether through the gateway of physical death and out of the grave, our souls will be with God, but our bodies are going to get gone. And you who are in this room, if you know Jesus, it could be any moment. I'm telling you guys, I am watching the Word of God. I am watching the world we're in. And I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon. I am a student of this book for 40 years. There's never been a time like we're seeing right now. Your world is being yanked out of your hands. It is not going back to the way it was, they're saying over and over again. They're telling you that. Why? Because they're going for what God said would come. A one world government. A tyrannical, hatred-filled place that is hostile to everything that smacks of Christian religion specifically, and Jewish religion also. You and I are going to see a great deal of people who are churchianity people rather than Christianity people. They're going to go into the tribulation and they're going to die because they're going to say, I get it, I was wrong, I was an idiot. They're going to cower for a couple days, but when they get hungry, they got to go find food. And when they start getting out, they're going to not be able to get anything unless they what? Unless they have a mark on their hand or their forehead, they won't be able to buy or sell. That's in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. You need to know that. That is what's coming. They are trying to give you a passport for your vaccine, and then they can piggyback off of that and do some stuff on that thing. I'm just telling you, things are happening in a year's time. This is 1 year now. Basically, 1 year we've been turned on our ear. And if you don't run to the ark for safety, like in Noah's day, Jesus is the ark now. And you're going to have to pay a desperate price. And you're going to have to watch others that you love pay that price. So get yourself righted and then go help them get righted. Awake to righteousness and follow Jesus. Get to know Him, because this is important. This is for all of it. And we're in that Bible story that you said, well, it's not like in the Bible. It's exactly like what's in the Bible. And it's happening right now. Would you bow with me for a moment? Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. We hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.